Perhaps you are familiar with the Philistines. It would seem like that they just appeared in Scripture, because you don't find them in the early parts of Scripture, but all of a sudden they are there. And literally that's what had happened. They left their native shores and got in boats, and they arrived on the shores of in the Middle East, in that area where Israel was. And then they just began to conquer territory and began to establish their society. And they were very much warring people. They had weapons of war. And Israel had been able to kind of calm the storm with them. Scripture says that during the days of Samuel, there were no smiths in Israel. It simply means this. We're talking about blacksmith. In other words, if you had an axe or a plow and you needed sharpen, you had to take it over to Philistia to get that to happen, because the Israelites were not allowed to have weapons of war. And Scripture says that the only two people who had a sword was Saul and his son Jonathan. And so things were rocking along pretty good. Israel had been to war with the Ammonites and had defeated them. And I told you about this army that Saul raised, 300,000 from Israel, 30,000 from Judah. Pretty impressive army. But Jonathan, the son of Saul, him and his servant, one day they were kind of looking over to the garrison of the Philistines, and they said to themselves, let's go down and play with them. Now, what that simply means is, let's go down and have a little fight with them. And so Saul and his servant went down, and next thing you know, they were having tremendous success. And they were defeating Philistines. And as the rest of the army looked down to see what was happening, they joined in, and all of a sudden they chased off a garrison of the Philistines. The problem with this is that this truce that was there all of a sudden is now being disturbed. And one day, the army of Saul, with their 30,000 or 300,000 plus 30,000 troops who did not have weapons of war, looks out, and there is the Philistines assembled on their border with 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and it says, people like the sand of the sea. All of a sudden, that army of 300,000 just seemed to be pretty small. And Scripture says, next thing you know, the army of Israel, they were hiding in caves, and they were literally trembling in fear of their lives. And this was what was prompting the big sacrifice to take place, that Samuel had said to Saul, we're going to have the sacrifice in Gilgal 7 days. You wait until I get there. Well, time began to get away from him. Saul was getting pretty nervous. The people were putting pressure on him. You see, this is real life. And unfortunately, these things are hard to deal with all in itself. But when you are trying to deal with them within your own abilities and not consulting God, well, that is a huge mistake. This is Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.